This is GQDN for Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go check out Quest Worthy. It's good stuff too. Strawberry. Good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. That's good stuff up there. More stuff coming up this week. Because yeah, we're back this week. And by stackup.org. Great community. In today's news, we have a game on sale, a game going to Xbox, and other Xbox news as well. And the Final Fantasy XIV Race to World First has a winner. Yeah, World of Warcraft isn't the only Race to World First. Nope. But we begin today with Ubisoft, because the Halifax Studios has been shut down. This comes to us from IGN, and the studio has shut down weeks after 61 workers voted to unionize. And Ubisoft did share a statement with IGN saying that 71 positions have been impacted, and this was a two-year effort company-wide to, quote, streamline operations, improve efficiency, and reduce costs. We are committed to supporting all impacted team members during this transition with the resources, including comprehensive severance packages and additional career assistance. That's Ubisoft, and end quote. And this happened 3 weeks after 61 of the Ubisoft Halifax's employees did vote to unionize with the Game and Media Workers Guild in Canada, which is a part of the Communication Workers of America. And the union was certified 6 months after employees did announce their intentions to unionize, after 74% of eligible employees, consisting of producers, programmers, designers, artists, researchers, and tested, voted in favor. The Ubisoft union was marked in North America. However, Ubisoft did argue that this was unrelated to the union, but was part of a larger restructuring cost-saving effort, going along with declining revenues from Assassin's Creed Rebellion, in which they were also winding down the operations as part of the decision. And the publisher has been going under some significant cuts, laying off employees, shutting down studios, and canceling a lot of projects. And last year, Ubisoft turned outside the company's assistance, creating new business entities to manage Assassin's Creed's Far Cry, Rainbow Six, with a 25% stake from Tencent. The union did release a statement to IGN as well and said, quote, "We're devastated that this is happening, especially soon after we unionized. We're looking into all avenues to fight for the rights of our members. Ubisoft in Halifax will begin as a branch of the Longtail Studios." That's how it started. And that was founded in New York City in 2003. So that is going on. And that is all a part of Xbox, because Polygon did provide a discussion piece saying that Game Pass has just got confusing. Now, we know that Game Pass was going to get revamped last October, and it did unleash a lot of arguments on how that was regarded as the best deal in games. Now, the January games, as what we previously discussed, does have Resident Evil Village and Star Wars Outlaws. And we did go over the games here yesterday, because Polygon was saying that when Game Pass first came out, it was simple, because everyone had access to the library of games and not the distinction of whether you wanted to play on console, PC, or both. But now everything is separated. Some go to PC, some go to console, some go to both. In fact, Polygon did show the image of how you would decide on what level you want for Game Pass. Now, do note, PlayStation is about the same way, just about, where on the essential side, you get 50 games that's playable on PC, console, and cloud for $10 a month, 200 games playable on PC, console, and cloud for $15 a month, and 400 games playable on PC, console, and cloud for $30 a month. Now, of course, there are other things that go with that, but that is the gist of it. But Polygon went back in and said that when something is confusing, people do not quite understand what's going on. And some people think that this Game Pass is confusing, and they do not like it. Now, do you have Game Pass? And what do you think of Game Pass? You can let me know at Joe Brums or at GroupQuest on X/Twitter or Blue Sky. But we're not done with Xbox because there's a Developer Direct coming, and you know that comes with new games. In fact, PureXbox.com did say that one of the Xbox reporters did tease what's going to happen at the next Xbox reveal. In fact, that report came from Windows Central, and the reporter was Jez Corden, because Jez put some big predictions on what could happen at the next Xbox reveal, along with a big surprise from Team Green. So here's what he said. Quote, Microsoft has a lot in the chamber it can fire up potentially in the coming months, but the headliners are set. Fable, Gears of War E-Day, Halo Campaign Evolved, and Forza Horizon 6. Microsoft will show off at least some of these in the January Xbox Developer Direct show, which has become an annualized tone-setting event for Xbox's yearly lineup. While I'm not exactly sure what will be shown there this year yet, it seems the four-pillar franchises seem highly likely, although I have heard one of Microsoft's more intrepid teams may be ready to show off what it has been baking, end quote. Yeah, I paraphrased a little bit, wordplay, but that's what Jez did say. So, what could be the four biggies for this next Xbox affair? So when that happens, we'll let you know. Yes, we will. But we got to get to some good stuff early. We got a little bit more good stuff here later on, because we got some congratulations to the Final Fantasy 14 race to world first, because it's over. And according to PC Games N, it's the Japanese team Lucerza, I think that's how it's pronounced, because they got the gold again, and they beat the second place team by over 1 hour. Now this raid, or race to world first, was the conclusion to Heraklion. So well done to the winners. Only one game that comes to mind that actually beat out Final Fantasy 14 and MMOs. Oh, it's getting close. But if you're going to play on your PC, you're going to need a monitor, right? Well, now there's a 240Hz OLED gaming monitor that if you want it, it's $420. PC Gamer did say that the AOC Q27G4ZD is now $420 at Amazon. Now, it is at 27 inches, but it does have a 1440p resolution, and the key specs are also 240Hz at 0.03 milliseconds. It's a QD OLED, $420 at Amazon. That's a $30 discount. So if you want a little bit smaller monitor, that might be the one for you. All right, so what's coming out? Well, if you got an Xbox and say you like Guitar Hero, but you wanted something like that for your Xbox, according to PureXbox.com, Sound System might be for you. Now that's being developed by the team Echo Foundry Interactive, and they did have a bit of a press release. Quote, Sound System is a next generation rhythm game that brings guitar gaming back to its classic arcade roots while introducing an entirely new platform built around free music, streamers, and community-driven gameplay. Players can shred guitar, sing vocals, and build their own note charts for any tune, anytime. Unlocking a new era of music gaming, Sound System is scheduled for release first on PC, due spring 2026, with PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox versions are also in development, end quote. And there might be a new Guitar Hero controller as well. The InfoCore trailer also showed up on Pure Xbox in the same article, and it is a Telecaster edition. So if you like the Telecaster guitars, you might want to check that out. But if you got a Nintendo Switch, to who? Blossom Blade has been confirmed. via NintendoEverything.com, and that will launch January 22nd. Pre-orders start in 8 days. But if you want something old, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, Goroga, something like that, is right now on the PlayStation Store, $4.50. It's 2018, and they're saying that's a pretty good puzzle game. So if you're into puzzle games, it's now 70% off. But you might want to get it before it goes back up in price tomorrow, because after tomorrow, it will revert back to $15. Still a good price, but you can't beat 70% off. Nope. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.